It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Monday the 12th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. This week, the Federal Communications Commission will consider new so-called open internet rules. We've been reporting on the new rules suggested by the FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler. They worry net neutrality advocates by leaving the door open for fast lane deals. These deals would allow certain companies to pay internet service providers to have their content delivered faster and better than others online. Last week, a number of big tech companies like Amazon and Netflix called for the FCC to be more aggressive about preventing fast lane deals. But how does the debate impact startups? Marketplace's Noel King reports.
Some tech companies and investors say the FCC proposal would kill future tech giants in the cradle. Althea Erickson, a policy director with the online marketplace Etsy, says someday sellers might be able to use video to introduce their handmade goods, but
there's no way that we could afford to pay for priority access, and that would really hurt the sellers who depend on our platform.
Yancey Strickler, CEO of the crowdfunding platform Kickstarter, says fast lane access for some is bad news for others.
I'm concerned that the Kickstarters of tomorrow will be stifled by this telecom tax.
Jeff Eisenach, who deals with technology issues at the American Enterprise Institute, says the entrepreneurs of tomorrow have nothing to worry about.
The last thing in the world that a big company like a broadband ISP wants to do is discriminate against somebody who's coming up and might be competing.
Because, he says, competition among content providers allows the companies selling them broadband access to keep prices higher. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
AOL certainly hasn't been spared the tech stock blues of recent weeks, and the company has just updated a service that, well, these days sounds about as tech vintage as the company itself. Want a hint? I'll let Kramer give it to you.
Hello, and welcome to Movie Phone. If you know the name of the movie you'd like to see, press 1.
Yep, the old movie Showtime searching service spoofed on Seinfeld. But AOL's new Movie Phone website and apps will include television listings and could help with a modern challenge. Our CNET homie Lindsay Turrentine says when people want to watch a show,
they don't know whether they can get this on Roku or on Amazon, or are they going to be able to get it on the road? Does HBO stream where I'm going? There are a lot of confusing parts of this fractured TV watching.
So imagine being able to say, I want to watch season X of show Y and knowing exactly where to find it. Useful to the user, but what's in it for AOL? Lindsay again.
It's an advertising platform. It's one more way to get eyeballs on their sites and make money.
And making money off online advertising is something AOL needs to do more of if it wants to make investors happy. Our friend Janelle Burley Hoffman went viral a little over a year ago by asking her son to sign an 18-clause contract when he got his first iPhone. Ever since then, Janelle's been a person to go to when we want to talk about how to behave with technology. Now the Cape Cod mother of five who teaches parenting workshops has a book, iRules, What Every Tech-Healthy Family Needs to Know About Selfies, Sexting, Gaming, and Growing Up. Janelle, thanks for coming in.
It's really exciting to be here.
Tell me about why you decided to write this book.
Sure. So about a year and a half ago, I had given my then 13-year-old son, Gregory, his very own iPhone for Christmas. And with it, I wrote an 18-point iRules contract.
You remember this?
Yes. And for the most part, everybody that works with children, whether it was law enforcement or educators, they were coming back to me saying, Janelle, don't let the conversation end here.
So how do you write about figuring out how to set some guidelines for your own behavior as well as the kids?
Sure. So that was the biggest thing is when I originally wrote that contract for Greg, I was actually assessing my own habits.
So give me an example.
Sure. So we have device-free days where we're Cape Codders, so we'll go to the beach and all devices have to stay at home. And that includes the adults. You know it's a slippery slope once you pick up that phone.
You're getting all of
you're going to open every app you have there and every notification you see on the phone.
Was there anything that you felt nervous about putting into the book?
Certainly. A lot of stories I share about my own kids. And I do get their permission, but they're still young. And they trust me with a lot. So if everybody feels like that's a story of the past, I have the green light. You know,
okay.
There was this great piece where my son, who's now almost 12, had done a Google search when he was 8 for Katy Perry underwear.
As 8-year-old boys I suppose, yes, might be one to exactly. do from time to time.
And the best part of that whole story was that he had three friends over. So, of course, here I am, like, the tech mom, right?
Right.
And they take my e-reader, which I didn't think they knew it had internet access.
But this has got to be one of the lessons from the book, is that the kids are always at least as or more tech savvy than you are.
Totally. And they know it. I didn't even check the history because I didn't think they were on it, but it came up and there was two searches.
Auto-completed.
Yes. And so this story was okay for me to share in the book because my son sees it as something he did when he was little, right?
Right.
And of course, you have to put yourself out there too. And
yeah.
That was what I really wanted to convey, was in no way do I think that I have all the answers for everybody else or my own family.
Yeah.
I kind of had to make myself look human.
Right.
Which I was happy to do. But you do have to share some of those struggles with your kids, too.
Janelle Burley-Hoffman is the author of iRules, What Every Tech Healthy Family Needs to Know About Selfies, Sexting, Gaming, and Growing Up. Janelle, nice to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Before we go today, something to put on your calendar for this week. A meeting of United Nations experts will include a debate that shouldn't last too long. The UN gathering on certain conventional weapons, also known as CCW, will include a discussion of the necessity of robots that can kill. If you'd like to mail the UN a copy of one of the Terminator movies, the address is, just kidding, sort of. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.